We're excited about ministries tonight, and Pastor Matt's been working hard with ministry leaders, and we've got some special things coming, so Pastor Matt, take it over.
Thank you for coming back tonight and enjoying this time. We oftentimes have ministries, we get busy into the life of the church, and then we lose track of what's going on around the other areas of the church. And so this is a great time to take a pause, take a step back, and see what the Lord is doing in the ministries that we have available to us and where He has called us to lead and to continue to pour our energies and efforts into. In addition to that, we've had COVID's been a unique time for us. A couple different reasons. I mentioned them this morning. One, we've had lots of new people come to us, and again, we want to see where they want to plug in and what's available, and be praying about that. And so, this is a great way to get the word of the ministries out there. But also, as I've talked to people in the congregation, COVID's caused them to take a step back and realize, I got plugged into a ministry and I was just kind of functioning and doing it. I loved it. But now I'm starting to reevaluate, and maybe the Lord has me going somewhere else. So what else can I get involved in? And this is a great time to be able to see that and to see what we have available here. Also, I hope the ministry leaders are encouraged. They put in a lot of time, a lot of physical time, and then also a lot of mental and emotional time to leading ministries. And we want to encourage them, and I want to have a word of prayer for them later on this evening, but then also have you be aware of what they're doing. And so you're going to hear from most of them in a video. We went through and had each ministry leader give a 2 to 5 minute clip on what's going on in their ministry, how you can pray for them, needs that they may have, and so on, as we go and hear from them. So we'll be able to hear from them. We were originally going to do a big thing where they set booths up around the church and walked around, and we had snacks, and they could have information and be able to talk to everyone, and maybe even get a punch card. If you talk to so many people, you can get a free book on your way out and all of that kind of stuff. But COVID put a stop to that. So we're going to kind of scale back and just kind of see from a video standpoint, and then let you let the Lord lead and let you interact with the leaders as necessary from there. But before we get started, I thought this is a good time to take a step back and exercise the discipline of remembering. I have to do this regularly, especially as I work with many of the ministry leaders and I talk to them and ideas come up and what are we going to do? Why are we going to do that? We have to filter decisions on what we do through a lens and through a filter. And so let's remind ourselves of what our mission is as a church, and then why we make decisions to do certain ministries or not to do other ministries through that lens of what our mission is. And then hopefully this will encourage you to refocus what we're doing in order to make much of Christ within our ministries. And then we can also allow us to be able to focus and allow the ministries to be even more specific towards accomplishing the goal of those ministries there. So let's start off with that. Let me start off by reading. I don't know how often you guys go back and read this, but the mission statement of our church. We have a mission statement that has been written for many years, and this is what it says. We are Wheelersburg Baptist Church, a church that cares because of Christ. We are dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the responsibility He has given us to make disciples of Christ locally and worldwide. In dependence upon His sovereign grace, we commit ourselves to the proclamation of the whole counsel of God's Word, by which lost people will be evangelized and saved people will be edified until Jesus comes again. That is our mission, or simply put, to know Christ and to make Christ known. That's what we're after, is disciple making. And we can pick through and walk through this mission statement, but due to time, the video is about a half hour long, so I don't want us to go too long here. But I thought we would go back to some of the pillar scriptures that speak to why we do what we do. So turn into your copy of God's Word to Matthew chapter 28. All of these scriptures, or most of them, I hope, are familiar to you. And again, an exercise of reminder, pulling back and seeing the big picture of what is going on and why we choose to do ministry. Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. It says, "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" This is known as the Great Commission. We see this as the mission of the church that Jesus gave right before his ascension back up to heaven after the cross. And he tells us, and we could spend a whole lot of time on this, but to go, actual rendering of that could be, as you are going, as you are living your lives, we are to make disciples. And so what is a disciple, you ask? What is it that we are going after? And a disciple at this time, they would understand that to mean is someone who is learning, someone who is growing and who is trying to mimic someone else. They would use this oftentimes as an apprentice. So if you were in a trade, oftentimes you would have a disciple coming behind you and learning how to do that trade by watching, by asking questions, and by that person teaching them. And so much so that they wanted to look like the person that they were training under, that their goal was if that person was not there that day, no one would notice because the work looked the exact same way. And so that's what we are called to do, is to make disciples, to continue to build into the lives of others in order for them to learn and to grow and to look more and more like Christ. And how does that happen? Oftentimes we think of discipleship as a programmatic thing, and that can be true. But really, it's a life thing. There's really no difference between the word of Christian and disciple. It's impossible to be a Christian and not a disciple. And understanding what a true disciple is, we are all called to be disciples and to be discipling others. The other thing that's important to remember with discipleship is that discipleship happens in the context of the local church. Yeah, there are times that we have Timothys in our lives, and that should be many times, that we are pouring in to people in our lives. But really, it takes the whole church in order to disciple one person. I'm thankful for the tribe of people who disciple my children and the tribe of people who have discipled me in this church and others who have done that. And so we see that, and it's everything from sitting down in a counseling room when you're stuck, targeted discipleship, and thinking through a specific issue, to the ministry of God's word on Sunday morning, to Sunday school, to the ministry and Bible studies that we have, and meetings and training in ministry, to a smile in the hallway, an encouragement to keep going, or, hey, this is what I learned today in an informal conversation. All of those are used by the Holy Spirit to shape us and to mold us as we become more and more like Christ. We are all called to make disciples. How do we know that all of us are called to do so? A couple of passages that we can look at is 2 Timothy 2, 1 to 2. This one's so familiar to us. Many of us probably don't even have to turn here. But it says, "You then, my child," this is Paul writing to Timothy, his pupil and the person that he spent so much time pouring into. It says, "You then, my child, be strengthened in the grace that is the Lord Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who are able to teach others also." And as you break this down, this command of making disciples is not just for the apostles, although it was for the apostles, but they were there to set the example and to set the and continue the discipleship that Jesus had of them. And he's telling Timothy, you need to continue to do so. And you can see Paul teaching Timothy, who's going to teach others. Who's going to teach others? Four generations of discipleship happening in this one verse. And that is the pattern of how the church is built and how the church is to be, to see growth in Christ, is through discipleship, through the initial and intentional investment into others. And this isn't just for certain people. We'll see as we go along here. But in Titus 2, we won't take the time to turn there. We see that the whole church is involved with this. Older men teaching younger men. Older women teaching younger women. And you see that pattern as it's set up as he talks to his other pupil in Titus and how to lead the church that he was left at. So everyone is involved with these things. Then let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, and this has been such a helpful passage to me as we minister. My natural reaction is to just take things and run with it, But we will see here that the Lord has gifted and called all of us to be in certain areas. And it is super important that we obey the Lord and follow the Lord where that is. So Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. We'll start and we'll read and take some comments and make some comments as we go along. First one. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, the teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. So he gave these certain offices, and we could spend lots of time talking about these offices, but the leaders of the church, that's essentially what he's pointing to there, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. Now, what does that mean? In a couple of things. One, we can look and see there's models of church out there where the leaders do all of the work. That they are the ones doing all of the shepherding, all of the going out and ministering and touch. And I'm thankful that that doesn't happen here at Wheelersburg Baptist. That every member sees their role and their opportunities that they have to be able to minister and to be able to share the gospel and to see each other continue in sanctification. But they are to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. What does it mean to equip someone? When you think of equipping someone, there's two sides to that. And so the first side is teaching. In order to equip someone to do something, you have to give them a baseline knowledge in order to allow them to know what is going on. I teach in a career technical setting. And so we have this discussion all of the time. And my bosses are always telling me, oh, just have them do a project. And I keep pushing back to them, yeah, a project's great. But if they don't have the baseline knowledge to know what they're doing in that project, all they're going to be doing is just spending time doing nothing. I said they need a baseline knowledge, and then we take that to a project. The same is true in our discipleship and our equipping of the saints. We need to give them knowledge. They need to know the scriptures. They need to know our God and the scriptures that he has given us and what they mean in real life situations. But then we also need to train. So there's teaching and training in both aspect, and both of them are needed with the equipping. What do I mean by training? There's specific skills, there's specific things that need to be taught and need to be modeled more specifically within ministry. Some of my favorite times when I was the youth pastor and working with the teens, yes, the lessons and the teaching and all of that were great, but I loved being able to just call the teens over to my house and say, hey, I've got some projects I need to do. Come and just keep me company. And we would just spend time talking. Or we would go out to eat and they could see me respond, hopefully correctly, to a waiter or waitress that's rude to us. Or when my order is messed up. How do I respond biblically in those situations? Or if I don't respond biblically, because I'm not perfect, how do I react and respond to that? Do I go back and I'm modeling this Christian life to them? Same way is true within our ministries. How do you go and do a hospital visit? We can teach that all we want, but bringing people alongside of us to just be there with us and to learn and to model that for them. How do we lead X ministry or how do we serve in this area? It's modeling. It's oftentimes you watch me ask questions and then we can have this relationship between teaching and training. Both of those are needed as we equip others to do the work of the ministry. What's the work of the ministry? The scripture tells us here. It says, to do the work of the ministry for building up of the body of Christ. So we want to see them grow in the rest of these verses until they all attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to mature manhood, to the measure and the stature of Jesus Christ. So what is the goal here? The goal is maturity. To present all mature. To see them growing in their knowledge and walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. To see sanctification happening in them as they continue to watch you and see you live your life. And that's not just how they do things and not do things, but that's how they minister. That's how they view those who are lost. How they view those in the church that need help or see people who you can encourage at that moment. How do you respond in that moment? There's all of these different things that we think about when it comes to ministry. And the rest of the verses go on to talk about how they need to grow, to continue to grow up in unity and not be taken away by the truth, that teaching part of it, as they continue to learn those, so, and then build each other up in love. How did Jesus say that we would know, they would know us is by our love. We are teaching each other, discipling each other, training each other, equipping each other to love. And that is the goal of our ministry. That is what we believe here at As a Heartbeat to do this ministry. That doesn't mean us in leadership, we don't do ministry. I tell our board regularly that we, yes, need to continue to reach out and to train others, but we need to set the pace. Because that's what that's leadership there, setting the pace and to show them how to do this. But we need to be bringing others along in order to do this. So how does this relate to ministry within the church? I think first thing that we need to see is we are all called to live a life of ministry. So when we say ministry, there's a couple different things in my mind. There's things that are happening in the church, and we'll talk about that. But there's also, as I talk to many of you, the things that you do behind the scenes, the personal relationships that you have, the places that you work, the family that you have, the community that you're involved in, that is ministry of Wheelersburg Baptist Church. It's not going to get mentioned necessarily on this video, and it's not going to get reflected in a business report or a financial report, but that is the ministry of the church. Us being a light, continuing to see people be discipled, whether that's in evangelism, training, teaching, or serving, getting them to somewhere in that spectrum of discipleship, is we are working with people to do that. We are called to be ministers of the gospel and to make disciples of all nations in our lives. And we do that in the context of the local church. Now, there are times that if we come together, that we can be more effective. And I think that's where ministry of the church comes involved. Where we can see and decide, hey, this is happening here, and there's a great need here. And so as we come together, this will help us to make disciples more efficiently, more effectively, as we pool our resources and we use the gifts that the Lord has given us in order to minister in this certain way. So that's why we have children's ministries and missions committees and outreach committees and worship committees, all these things and all these ministries that we can go to, is because we look at it and say, hey, as we're doing life of ministry, this is something that we value and we can see can help us make disciples when we do it together and more effectively. There's endless number of things that we can do as a church. And a lot of them are really good things. It's never a bad thing to try to do something that will help another image bearer of Christ. But does it help us fulfill our mission of making disciples? And can we do it more effectively together, as opposed to that's the goal and that's the heart that the Lord has given you in your life, and we want to support you by equipping you and supporting you and encouraging you through that? So there's a balance here of there's a life of ministry and there's church ministry that happens here. And I hope we're all doing a life of ministry. I hope all of our lives reflects that. But I also hope that you see that you are a valuable part of this body and that you can plug into a specific ministry and help in some way and to be a part of a team to help this discipleship, this disciple making happen in a more effective way. So we are called to a life of ministry. We can do this better together, but through the lens of making disciples. And the Lord has equipped us all. He has gifted us all to fulfill His mission in the church. And we need to use those gifts. When you are not here, when you are not participating in those, it's like a body missing a body part. And we need everyone. The Lord has graciously given every church the people in that church in order to fulfill a need as a body working together. And we need people to seek the Lord and where He would have them serve as a part of Him fulfilling His mission to see the kingdom advancing at this time. So let's hear about what the missions, what's happening in the ministries of our church. We're going to watch this video. I'll have a few closing comments, and then we'll pray for the ministries of our church, and then I'll give you some closing instructions there. So go ahead.
Good morning. I'm Ed, And I want to talk this morning about how exciting it is to think about all of the ministry opportunities we enjoy here at Wheelersburg Baptist. And one that I'm particularly excited about is our Sunday school opportunities, which encompass literally all ages. We have various children's Sunday school opportunities, and we can talk more in depth about that at any time that you desire to do that. Have great adult Sunday school opportunities where you can elect to go to different classes, and those classes are actually on a rotation, so every few months that opportunity changes. So lots to be excited about there. I'd ask that you please be in prayer about how you can either be in attendance in a Sunday school class or a participant. We need teachers. We need just people to fill in when teachers can't be here. It's been so exciting to watch. We have great spaces here for Sunday school. So please be in prayer about that. I'm currently Sunday school superintendent, so if you feel led to participate, to help teach, or just have general questions, please see me at any time. My contact information's out there, and you'll be receiving more information of that type very soon. Thank you.
Hey, I am Mary Ann Mullins. I am the coordinator of the Five Deacon Care Group Coordinators and lead organizer of hospitality.
And I'm Denise Ann Haney Hurley, and I'm a co-organizer with Mary. I'm also Jack Brannon's Deacon Care Coordinator for his group. And we love this ministry, the hospitality ministry. It's really exciting. It's the living gospel. It's the love and kindness of the gospel applied. A few little reminders is see a need and meet a need. So in order to meet a need, you have to know it exists. So we need seers and sensors and people who find out what people need and let us know that. Schedule, give a date, give a volume, how many people in the family, how many people for a funeral, is it 3 or is it 8, is it 50 or is it 100? We try to do 3 evening meals, typically, for sicknesses, hospitalizations, deaths in the family, births of babies, yeah, that's an exciting one, adoptions, those are fun. Ask questions and pass along the information, because we're just 2 people, we don't know. So do they have special diets, allergies, likes, dislikes, things of that nature. We need servants, always.
Lots of help.
Lots of help and servers. So say yes to the phone, to calls, to texts, to emails. Bring a dish.
Help set up, help clean up.
That's right, yeah. Serve at an event, cook. Decorate. I'm not good at that. Deliver. I'm good at that. There's a place here in this ministry for everybody. And don't forget the power of the card. Send a card. People like that. Or the gift card. If you can't do anything else, maybe you could send a gift card. Send a meal. Now things are so good. DoorDash, Uber, Lyft, delivery services, curbside. So, there's no reason to not get involved.
Hey, again, I'm Mary Ann Mullins, and I am the coordinator for the nursery. And the first thing I want to touch on is a Bible verse, 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ and through us spread everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of faith. And the reason that is so important is because ministry to young children is very much a ministry of spreading the fragrance of the knowledge of Jesus. Although young children cannot understand deep truths, their spirits can respond to the Spirit of God, and they can begin to understand these simple truths. They will someday lead them to deep truths. So nursery and toddler ministry should be a permanent, be permeated with the fragrance of Jesus. The best foundation we can lay for these little children is the sure foundation of Jesus Christ. Everything else will crumble. The nursery ministry is just the beginning of leading a child to Jesus. Much of the work is hidden, and the fruits of the ministry will take many years to see, but God is faithful. We offer nursery ministry services to all children from newborn to age 3. Our services are offered during Sunday school, Sunday morning worship, Sunday evening, and evening worship. If you would like to help, you can just contact me or someone else you see in the nursery. Thanks.
Hello, my name is Adam.
And my name is Haley.
And we lead the Kids Club ministry at Wheelersburg Baptist Church. It's a ministry for kids on Wednesday evenings throughout the school year. We do lesson time, game time, and breakout session to dig into God's Word. This year we're learning about theology. We are in need of group leaders, game leaders, song leaders. So if you're interested in serving, we would love to have you. We also would request prayer for the leaders and the kids. We like seeing the kids. The kids come from the community, come from our church, come from camp. So we have a mix of kids. And we just appreciate all your prayers and look forward to this year.
Hello, church. My name is Douglas Gonsalves, and I am the youth director of our church. And I'll tell you a little bit about our youth group and our youth group meetings. So we meet twice a week, and the first one is on the mornings and Sunday schools at 9:30 every Sunday. And also we meet for our formal meetings at night at 5 o'clock, the 7th, also at Sundays. We serve kids from 7 to 12 grades, and we are so excited and glad for the kids that we have right now, but also for the return of them. So if you have kids on that age group, please send them to church to our time, also in the morning and the evening. But also if you are on the age of group, please invite your friends and pray for your friends. And we would love to have them to be part of our youth group. For those that would like to help, we do have needs. And also we would love to have you serve with us. Right now we have 2 couples leading the youth group, and we always need some help for Sunday schools. We do a rotation, Sunday school rotation, so we have normally 1 Sunday a month for every teacher. So if you'd like to help with Sunday schools, let me know. But also we use a lot of helpers you are interested on Sunday evenings. We have teaching also, but also have testimonies and things that we can use your help. Or if you would like to pray for us, please pray for our kids to continue to grow in Christ and rooted and continue to find their identity in Christ. And also for the leaders, for us to be faithful to the ministry, to the mission. To impact those that God has allowed us to be part of their lives too. Also, continue to pray for new kids. We are very involved in the community, and we just hope to see the seeds that we're planting grow and see the fruits in the future. So please continue to pray for the youth of our city and for the cities around that we are impacting too. So thank you so much for your time, and please contact me if you like to talk about ways to help with our youth group, but also please free to talk to Austin and Sydney and Lacey if you would like to be part of our team. Thank you so much, church.
Hello, church family. My name is Randy Mullins, and I'm a trustee at Wheelersburg Baptist Church. I serve with 3 other trustees, namely Joe Gully, Dennis DeCamp, and Dave Bowe. Our primary responsibilities at the church are care for the facilities. We do take care of snow removal. We do some landscaping in the summertime. We take care of carpet and signs and painting and changing furnace filters and all those sorts of things, including the technology portion of it. The thing that gets me excited about serving on the board is that we get to see how God is using us to minister to the people. We've just come through a pandemic, and while everyone else is panicking, God has taken care of his family abundantly. And it's just been an exciting thing to see how God's working in the church and the church family. Our current needs would be we need help. We have opportunities for members to get involved when we have church cleanup and other activities. So among prayer requests would be give us wisdom on how we should use the resources that God's entrusted to us. And the other thing was pray for helpers. We can always use helpers. And if you're interested in serving as a trustee or in some other capacity, please see one of us, Joe, Dave, Dennis, or I, and we'll talk to you about that. So thanks again.
Good evening. My name is Joe Golly, and I'm the church treasurer. I'm assisted by Dave Bowe, and he helps me out immensely. And we take care of the finances of the church. We reconcile the account every month. We take the givings and tithes from our members and put them in the correct category. We present the budget monthly report to the trustees and deacons. And we keep an open door policy here. If anybody has any questions about their givings and how it was dedicated and where it went to and any fund issues or questions, we are open for that. We want to be very transparent, and we have our board. We present them every month to the penny what is in our designated accounts as well as our general fund. And God has blessed our church immensely, and it's been a blessing to be a part not only of the church but to honor God by allowing Him through the church to allow me to serve as your treasurer this year. And as far as prayer requests, if you could just continue praying for our members that and their giving and that their stewardship will continue, and that the Lord will we understand as a board that we're accountable as far as stewards of the monies that's given to be used for the honor and glory of God and for His kingdom. And it's just again a privilege to serve this church under Pastor Matt and Pastor Brad and the Board of Deacons as well as the trustees. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dave Bowe. I'm head of the Safety Security Ministry here at Williamsburg Baptist Church. The needs we have and our ministry is to have some more people sign up for our safety security team. That would be wonderful. The prayer request is always would be that things are will remain safe and secure here at Wheelersburg.
Hi, I'm Bethany Wilson, and I'm the Welcome Team Coordinator at Wheelersburg Baptist. And one thing that I love about this ministry is that we are the first impression for our visitors and our church family. We want everyone that comes through our doors to be greeted with a warm, friendly smile. We also want to make sure that when people do visit, that we get them to where they need to go. We make sure we show them where Sunday school classes are, where children's classes and nursery are, and we just want to make that process as smooth as possible. We also have a resource table that has some literature about the church. We hand out mugs to visitors, and we also have notes pages for children when they sit through the service, as well as gospel tracts and other things that may be helpful. If you're interested in joining our team, please let me know, and I would be glad to get you plugged in. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Debbie Golly, and I participate in the Missions Committee. The Missions Committee here at Wheelersburg has historically been a group of ladies who have met together and talked about and planned for different projects that we could do to support the missionaries that our church supports. We want to make sure that the prayer requests of the missionaries are brought forward to the congregation, and if we hear of any special needs, that we make sure that the congregation is aware of those. And at times we'll support a project, like maybe gift cards for a missionary who's home on furlough, because we know they're going to be traveling a lot and may need that to eat on the road. Or maybe they're planning a special activity overseas and we can collect items for them. Things like that. We're just always open to projects to support them. We're excited because we get to hear about how the Word of God is going forth overseas and even locally here in the United States with missionaries that we support. So it's always encouraging to hear what God is doing. The prayer request that we would have is that we need people here at Wheelersburg that have a heart for missions, that want to support the missionaries, who understand what missions are for and can help us teach our kids how to support missionaries and maybe to inspire them to think about missions and what God might be wanting to do in their life as they get older. So we would be happy to have other people from the church join us on our committee.
Hello, WBC family. I am Kayla Edwards, and I get to share briefly with you about our children's church ministry. I get to help coordinate and plan for our children ages 3 through kindergarten for children's church. This is the class that happens during the Sunday morning service for little ones to have an age-graded time in the Word with activities and crafts. It's a really fun time for them to have their own class upstairs. It's also a great time for them to start, you know, learning to sit for longer periods of time, doing lessons and activities at a table, because pretty soon they get to join mom and dad or grandma and grandpa in the service at the end of kindergarten. So we're always looking for new teachers and helpers. We have about 12 teachers scheduled a year. So, you know, each year that's changing a little as people move on or as new people are interested in helping. So it's very flexible. It's great because people can choose how often they want to serve. Most people serve 2 to 4, maybe 5, 6 times a year, depending on their interest. So it's pretty flexible with that. We also have helpers. These are people that don't have to do any of the lesson or prep, but they're just there as a part of our child protection policy. And as well, just to be an extra set of hands in the classroom. You know, sometimes you might have 10 little kiddos, so that can be a handful without a helper. So those people are great. So if you are interested in serving in either of those roles, the teachers are provided a lesson. I provide the curriculum, which you can just pick up. I post it upstairs. So it's just a basis for you to start with, and then you can use the activities provided or tweak it to meet your teaching style. There's lots of supplies available in the room and also in the craft closet upstairs that you can utilize. You don't have to purchase much on your own. But yeah, it ends up being about an hour of time, 45 minutes to an hour. A typical class time has, you know, a lesson, a short teaching time, and then time for one or two activities and a snack. And that's usually about what we have time for. So it's really fun for them and fun for our teachers as well. A few minor needs that come up quite often, having snacks, either prepackaged or something that's, you know, easily divided, as well as juice boxes and things like that. We go through a number of those. A couple times a year, we try to start with new boxes of crayons, new glue sticks. We're going through those a lot. Basic craft supplies that we use a lot are, you know, construction paper, popsicle sticks. Things like that are always very helpful. I would love to talk more for anyone that has interest, and I look forward to seeing this ministry continue. Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Dave Beam, and I serve as the director of the Wheelersburg Baptist Biblical Counseling and Training Ministry. Matt asked me just to take a couple minutes here and explain to everybody what we do and see if you might have an interest in serving with us. The Biblical Counseling and Discipleship Training Ministry really has a couple of aspects. The first thing we do is we provide biblical counseling for church members and also some for other people that have been referred to us from the community and other churches. Most of our counseling is marriage counseling, help people with marriage challenges. However, we help with a lot of other problems like grief and addictions and anxiety and worry. Some folks come with spiritual challenges, financial difficulties, personal conflict, fear, depression, just a lot of different problems. And we really believe that at the core, biblical counseling, the Bible provides answers to the problems of life. And we know the scriptures and we love the Lord of the scriptures, and we are able to help people that way. We provide advice, encouragement, and support with the Bible as our foundation. The second aspect of the ministry is we provide training, CDT training, counseling and discipleship training. In fact, Wheelersburg Baptist Church is an ACBC certified training center. You might want to know, well, who is ACBC? That's the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors. And as a certified trainer, we provide training programs to help pastors and other believers learn how to counsel biblically. And that training that we offer meets the requirements for people that actually want to seek certification with ACBC. You know, the Lord used this ministry for over 20 years to help hundreds of people that are facing life difficulties. And I've personally had the blessing of seeing many people helped in their marriages, helped in their personal issues. And frankly, a lot of folks, there's an evangelistic opportunity here too, seeing people come to know Christ as their Savior through this ministry. We've trained over 100 leaders and members from different churches, from just many, many churches in the area and organizations in the region. We've not only presented our fundamental training track every year for about the last 20 years, but we've also trained and facilitated several programs on the road, and are really currently getting ready to do one in Huntington, West Virginia that starts this month. What we currently really need and what we're looking for are people like you, perhaps believers that love Jesus, they love the scriptures, and they love people. And they feel kind of a calling or a desire to help other people by sitting and counseling and discipling using the scriptures. We're specifically praying for individuals that even want to go a bit beyond that and become certified as biblical counselors. So if you have an interest or a curiosity about how the Lord might want to use you there, please reach out to me or Pastor Brad or Barb Miller. We're the certified folks in the church. We'd be glad to have a conversation with you, pray with you, and really seek to see if that might be an opportunity that would be fitting for you and for us. Also, if you know people just in your sphere of influence, when you work at school, neighbors or friends that need some help with problems, there's a lot of anxiety in the world today. Please send them our way. We would love the opportunity to speak with them and try to help them. Finally, we cover your prayers. This is a work of the Holy Spirit. We pray that God would continue to create a perseverance and a grace within us, that He would continue to send us more people and more opportunities, and then most importantly, to have the wisdom to discern which of those we need to really pursue and respond to. So thank you this evening for your time.
Hi, everybody. My name is Austin Haney, and I'm the head usher at Wheelersburg Baptist Church. The head usher has multiple roles kind of in the church. Some of those roles are with the offering plate, which looks a little different with COVID. Normally, the head usher would count the offering after the collection. That part looks a little bit different, but other aspects is to make sure the doors are unlocked in the morning and lights are turned on and people are counted during the service. A lot of that gets delegated, and a lot of different people jump in at the church and kind of fulfill some of that, and that's always great. And then it's nice to be able to talk to those people and thank them. And so that's some of the aspects. One of the other bigger aspects is being at the front door in the morning and getting to greet people as they come in. Which sometimes I'm in the back at the computer, so I don't always get to make it to the front door. But when I do, it's just such a joy to get to see people as they first arrive and pull into the parking lot and get to talk to people we haven't seen before, or just coming in to visit, or people that we see every week. It's great being at the door by pastor and getting to welcome people as they come in. And we have the welcome team. They do so much of that. So a lot of that kind of gets delegated around. But it's definitely one of the biggest joys in the ministry is to kind of be in that welcoming role and walking around and talking to people before the service or seeing them in the lobby or at the front door. And definitely praying that that always grows and we can serve people more and more as they come and just show them with a greeting face and knowing that they're cared about and that we're glad that they're here. And the welcome team does so much of that. So yeah, that's one of the biggest roles of the head usher that I enjoy is just to be at that front door and welcome people as they come in and then just kind of talk to different trustees and deacons and work with other ministry leaders as they fulfill their roles, just getting to be a part of that. So yeah, I've just been loving to serve and praying that that role just continues to grow. And yeah.
Good evening. It's Dennis D. Camp. I'm the leader of the tech ministry here at Williamsburg Baptist Church. And this is where all the bells and whistles and all the buttons and lights happen and all the magic happens here at Williamsburg Baptist Church. So back in the back, we have our new sound digital sound system that Aaron Lindley has worked with us. And also we have our live stream equipment that's to our right there that broadcasts our services to people who are left at home or across the world. And we have that happening here. Exciting things happening is one is Aaron Lindley, who's videoing me right now, is the great blessing that he's been here with us and joined us now and helped us get us to where we are with our equipment. We're really appreciative of Aaron, also to serve other people at home. Our current needs is just our equipment continues to perform well as it has for the past several months. We're so happy for that. We had our equipment before COVID happened. We've only increased the equipment because of Aaron's help and assistance since then. So we hope we'll continue to reach others through our live stream process and our sound system. Any prayer requests we may have will be just that we have some new equipment that has been ordered. We hope it gets here soon and gets installed. Therefore, we can branch out and do a whole lot of different level of service to those people watching from home and our missionaries that we tune into on Wednesday nights. And what gets me excited is just the opportunity to serve others. And hearing people say how much better the broadcast system is now than what it was a year ago, and that makes me feel good. And I just appreciate everything. And again, I want to say thank you to Aaron Lindley. Aaron has been the force behind most of this, and we greatly appreciate that. So say hi to the tech team. We're back here, and then we will talk to you soon.
Hey, folks, this is Scott Bruns, and my wife and I, Pam, have been coming to Williamsburg Baptist Church since 2006 when the Lord called us to come serve at Scioto Hills Christian Camp. We love the church, and we're involved in a number of different things from the very beginning. I am privileged to be the music coordinator, I guess is what we call it. My main responsibilities are just to make sure that the music element on our Sunday services is cared for. And there's a great team of people, not just that serve in front. You see those folks each week. But we also have a great team of people behind the scenes who help make it possible with the coordinating of the slides and the sound, and we appreciate them so much. Because what we want to do at Williamsburg Baptist Church is to provide an opportunity for us to come together as brothers and sisters in Christ and to have a public worship service. And ironically, sometimes we think worship is just the singing part, but that's not true. That's really more the praise, praising our God. Because worship also involves the prayers that we share, the fellowship time that we have, the offering, and the sermon, obviously, but also it include even the announcements because it's a public worship service giving glory to our God. When we do music at Williamsburg Baptist Church, we want to be very careful, first and foremost, that our songs are Christ-centered, that they are scriptural, theologically sound, and agree with the teaching of God's word. Pastor Brad calls our song service take-home theology because we want you to be able to take those lyrics and have those encourage you throughout the course of the week. And we also want to balance some of the older hymns that we love and know, but also introduce some of the new songs and hymns that are being written today. God has blessed the church with men and women who do such a great job of writing music for the church, and he's allowed that to happen for just literally centuries. But you'll notice that our church, we try to combine that old ones with some of the new ones, and we want you to learn new ones because we think they're encouraging to you and just a great way to hear the same message in a new way. So we'll be introducing those to you from time to time, and Douglas and TJ and Dave and myself will be doing that. We are open to your suggestions. If there's a particular song you'd love us to try to learn and teach, let us know that. We'd also like to know if you are interested in being involved, and if the Lord's blessed you with some musical talent as well. We would love to see more of worship teams up front and get more folks involved that would be willing to do that. And then maybe even use some instruments if there are some folks in the church that God has gifted in that way. We delight to come together. We love to sing praises to our God. It's such a joy to be up front and to hear the church singing. And the church has always been a singing church. And it's one of the most scriptural things that the church can do. And Israel did years and years and years ago as well. So we want our music ministry to be a blessing to your heart. And we love being part of that and want to serve Wheelersburg Baptist Church and its family for the glory of God. The Lord bless you.
Thank you. Thank you to all the ministry leaders who put that together. I know some of them did not like that process, but it was super helpful and a good way to hear about what's going on. And I hope you heard that thread of discipleship from nursery to helping the trustees around the building to morning worship to the counseling discipleship ministry. It doesn't matter. We're all there in order to make sure discipleship happens, and not just, setting the making sure things are going well as far as operating well and that kind of thing. But also, I hope you're bringing someone along with you and training them to teach and teaching them how to honor the Lord and to serve faithfully wherever the Lord has called him. Thank you, Aaron, for putting that video together. We got all the clips together, and he was able to put that all together. A couple of ministries that weren't mentioned, just real quickly, the deacon ministry. We do have deacon care groups. That's a way to kind of have our church, the leadership of our church, to divide our church up in order for the leaders and the deacons to have interaction with them and to make sure that we don't have anyone slipping through the cracks. They do that through contacting members, visiting them when they're sick or when they're hurt, to contact them when they haven't been here and so on. But they need help with that. They can't do that all on their own. If you know of needs, let the deacons know. If you know of people that you can visit and connect with and help them with that, and that you enjoy that type of ministry, they would love you to help and come alongside there. Another one's our community center. Greg Thompson currently leads that. And it's been kind of put on hold with COVID. There's not been a whole lot going on over there, but that has a couple different facets. One, our church making space available for people to have different functions there, and then also having our own ministries that show the community that we love them and show the community that we are able to do that. They've done that through pancake breakfast and offering classes and some other things there to be able to build ministry relationships in order to share the gospel with others. So, and there might be other ministries. Maybe you're thinking, hey, I have a heart for this, or I really want to do this. My first thought would be go for it. Serve the Lord in that way. And then if it involves money or getting other people from the church together, come and talk to me or Pastor Brad, and we'll start putting together our thoughts on that and how we can organize in order to fulfill that ministry more effectively. So The other thing with coming and talking to us might be that that ministry is already happening. It's just slotted into another ministry that you may not have thought of, and we can get you to the right person and so on. So what are the take-homes from this? I know we're out of time. Takeaways from this. First of all, encouragement. I hope you're encouraged that the Lord's doing work here at Wheelersburg Baptist Church, that there is lots of things happening. I am thankful that, you know, the old statistic is 20% of the people do 80% of the work. That is not true here at Wheelersburg Baptist. We have many people doing lots of different work, not only in their personal lives, but also plugged into a ministry at the church. Next thing, pray where you might get involved. Pray where the Lord will have you and to be a part of that. Simple thing that all of us can do is pray for each of our ministries, pray for our ministry leaders, and then see where the Lord guides you and places a burden on your heart. And then follow through with that and to be able to do that and to serve. Serve in your life. Live a life of ministry and serve in the life of the church through the ministries that we have here at Wheelersburg Baptist. If you want to get a hold of any of the ministry leaders on the table on the way out, I've got a list of all the ministry leaders, the ministries that they're leading, and their contact information, their phone number, email. You can grab that on the way out if you didn't grab one on the way in. That's a way to get a hold of them. You can always talk to myself or Pastor Brad, and we'll get you connected with the right people, but we want to challenge you to continue to serve, not selfishly, but we know that you will grow through this, the Lord will be honored and glorified, and we know that you will receive joy by serving the Lord for this. Ken, can I call on you as the chairman of our deacons? Go ahead and close us in prayer, and then if you have any questions, you can come talk to any of the ministry leaders or talk to myself.
Let's pray. Father, we do thank you so much for this ministry that you established so many years ago here in Wheelersburg. God, we just thank you for the history and lineage that you've given to us. We thank you that it's continuing on even now through your grace and your mercy, and by your hand you sustain us. And God, we just thank you for those who serve here. Just thank you for the many ministries that are going on. That are organized in the church, but as Matt said, there are other ministries that are going on in our individual lives as well. And so, God, we just thank you that it all comes from your grace. It all comes from your gospel, that you loved us. You had a heart for sinners, and God, you saved us. And God, continue to help us to have that same heart that you had for us. Help us to reach out and have that for others. We pray for these teams and the leaders and the many hours that they spend. And we know none of them are paid monetarily, but God, they don't do it for that. They do it for your glory. And so we pray you sustain them and continue to be honored through this ministry that you've established. Thank you for all this. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Have a great week. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, Lord willing.